Patient's name is Robert, last name Wylie, date of birth 1/12/2009, date of service 10/13/2022, history of present illness. 13-year-old male presents to the clinic, accompanied by mom. Mom states he's had cough, sore throat. She wants him tested for strep and flu, as he is exposed to a family member that is living with them that is positive for strep and flu, allergies, known and drug allergies, current medication, an ADHD med, medical history, ADHD, bipolar and sleep disturbances, surgical history denied, social history denied, exposure to secondhand smoke, ROS, CHBI, vital signs, blood pressure 121/69, heart rate 99, respiration 16, temp 98, O2 98, he weighs 187 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, appropriate for age, full nurse, well groomed, HEENT. Mucous membranes, moist pupils, pearl, bilateral tympanic membranes intact. He does have some erythema to his posterior pharynx with tonsillar enlargement, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chestless 1S2, respirations even in labor, slurred auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds, max 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro A, no times 4, gait steady, skin form, dry, no rash, no lesions, assessment and plan number 1, strep and flu exposure. Patient did have flu and strep swab done in the office, both of which were negative. Patient will be given a script of Tamiflu due to the exposure of flu, and then mom will treat his symptoms with over-the-counter medications. If he has any worsening of symptoms, mom will bring him back for further evaluation, possible further testing. Mom does agree with this plan of care, and she was given the opportunity to ask questions. She has none at this time.